Well, now comes the time in our program. You know, the Forum has been here 25, 27 years. I don't even know exactly how long, but I know it's been here for a while. And you know, it sits on a corner, and it's always appropriate because it's such a cornerstone for people in their spiritual lives. People can go away from this town, out and doing their live thing, come back, get off a plane, run up the street, and they know the Forum's going to be here. It's been that much of a cornerstone, and there's a tradition. And it's made up so many wonderful people that have so many great stories. You know, it'd be really cool if, you know how sometimes on the movie shows they show back all the different years and how things have happened. If you could do that with a Forum, it would truly be amazing, because there's so many different people that have touched lives coming into this building. And, you know, that brings me to our speaker tonight. And I'm really excited that she's going to talk tonight, because just watching her life and how she gives and how she is really a catalyst in so many lives around her by her giving, going out there, doing, willing to volunteer, help, and just really a godly example in many ways. And there's a lot of exciting things happening in this person's life that I'm really looking forward to having her talk about. And I think you're all really going to enjoy listening to our Andrea.
If you don't recognize me, I cut my hair. That's it. Boy, since I've been here, a lot has happened to me. I feel like a new person, so I don't only look different, but I feel different inside. Last time I talked, I was getting ready to start cosmetology school, and now I've been there for 2.5 months. I love it. It's great. It's got a lot of interesting things going on. I've learned a lot, and I am, the class that I started with is 17 girls. 16 are 18 to 23, and I am 36. So I am with a bunch of very young girls. And that is interesting. I think about the third week, one day I said, I believe that we hear the word boyfriend about 300 times in a day. My boyfriend this, my boyfriend that. And I mean, it's like at one point you're just going, oh my gosh. Only two of us are married. But about a month ago, one of the girls asked me what I thought of something, and it kind of started a spiral down onto this whole talk, and then just some changes in my life and in my relationship with my husband. It kind of brought around this talk, and I want to talk about your perception of love. I don't think that I really truly knew what it meant like when you said I love you to someone. I mean, there's so many facets of that one little four-letter word. And there's so many areas that we take it for granted, and there's so many ways that we just swish it on and swish it off. And when you really start looking at it, what does it mean to you? So think about what it means, how you know that somebody loves you. And then reverse that. How do you know when you love someone? Anyway, what brought me to this was one of the girls said that her boyfriend gives her these little tests, and he makes her jealous so that she can prove that she loves him. And I said, wow. She goes, what do you think of that? And I said, well, I don't think that jealousy and love have anything to do with each other. I said, it sounds more like he's kind of insecure. And she goes, yeah. She says, maybe I should just grow up and not bother with that and think and be jealous about petty little things. And I said, or maybe you should look at your relationship with him and really think about that. Well, then out of the blue, someone comes and goes, that is so wrong. And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, if you're not jealous when your husband talks to another woman, you don't love him. And I said, whoa. I said, well, what do you mean, talks to another woman? I said, I have girlfriends that come up and give my husband a hug and a kiss on the cheek and talk to him, and he's got a lot of clients that he's friends with, and he's at their homes and that. And I said, I think that I have to trust him I said, if I told him he was never allowed to talk to another woman, or he wouldn't love me, I said, then that would mean that I would never be able to talk to another man because I wouldn't love him. I said, I just don't think that jealousy has anything to do with it. And she continued to argue with me, and I said, let's have this conversation in 10 to 15 years when you've been married for 10 or 15 years. She's coming upon her first year wedding anniversary. And a lot of the things that we talk about are the jealousy issues with her and her husband. So I thought, okay, I'm going to look up what love means. And in Webster's Dictionary, this is what love means. A deep, tender, ineffable feeling of affection and solicitude toward a person, such as that arising from kinship, recognition of attractive qualities, or a sense of underlying oneness. A feeling of intense desire and attraction toward a person with whom one is disposed to make a pair. An intense emotional attachment, as for a pet or treasured object. An expression of one's affection. It can be a noun, as in, this is my love, my boyfriend, my dear, my darling, my significant other, my sweetie pie, my da-da-da-da. It can be a verb. Adore, admire, adulate, canonize, exalt, fall for, fancy, flip, long, worship, wild for. It can be a verb in the sign of sex, canoodle, caress, chase after, clasp, clip, hold, hug, kiss. It can be a noun with the definition of adoration, affection, alliance, amity, amorousness, amor, crush, delight, enjoyment. And I mean, there's a whole bunch more here. It can be, it's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective, it's a lot. But not in any one of these is jealousy in there. Not one time did I find in a definition of, like about 10 different definitions of love, did I find jealousy. So then I went to jealousy. What is jealousy? A jealous attitude or disposition. Close vigilance. The quality of being jealous, earnest concern or solicitude, painful apprehension of rivalship in cases nearly affecting one's happiness, painful suspicion of the faithfulness of husband, wife, or lover, dissatisfaction, discontent, annoyance, anxiety, aversion, boredom, discouragement, disfavor, trouble, uneasiness, weariness, suspicion, bad vibes, guesswork, gut feeling, hunch, on and on and on it goes. Nothing positive there. So that gave me one clue. I think love can be a noun. It can express what you feel for somebody. It can be an emotion. But it's a positive. Now, my feeling of love, and this is, I really thought about this. To me, love is that warm, secure feeling. It's like a fire. You put a fire on in your house because it's really cold, and you've come in and you're just chilled to the bone. And nothing will warm you like a nice roaring fire. It gets deep inside of you and warms you from the inside out. If you're just cold and you've got the heater on or you're under a blanket, you still feel it in the deep parts of your body. But that fire going, it's beautiful to look at. You feel it. It has a nice ambiance. It's just everything about it feeds you from the inside out. And jealousy is like a fire too. It's like one of those fires that starts smoldering where it shouldn't be smoldering. And you don't realize that you're slowly feeding it until it's pretty much raging out of control. And what you feel from that is that it's a destructive fire going through and burning everything that you probably love and destroying things that you have no control over or you think you don't have any control over. And whereas the fire of love, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel comfy. It makes you feel secure. You just want to cuddle up and with your loved one and just take a nap. That's a nice, warm, cozy feeling. That fire of jealousy, it makes you feel sick in the pit of your stomach. It makes you wonder what's wrong with you. It makes you angry. You just want to lash out. And all these negative things come up. And it's just destructive. And if whoever you're jealous about at the time is in front of you, well, they're probably going to be lashed out at. And if you love that person, you're going to be doing like a fire. You're destroying something that you love. I can talk on this subject very well because for a big part of my relationship with my husband, I was very jealous. And it was something that I was very ashamed of. I mean, it would be like a heroin addict who has promised everyone that they're not going to take the drug, and yet they keep slipping up. They're ashamed to say anything. They don't want to be around you. That's how I was with this. I did not want anybody to know that this is how I felt. And it did nothing positive for my marriage. It made my husband scared to death to say anything to anybody, and it made me feel even worse. I didn't like the way I felt. I didn't like the way I behaved. And so I started praying about it. And I just basically said, God, there is nothing good about this, and I really don't see what good it's doing in my life. I don't see any lessons coming from it. And I can honestly say for the last year, year and a half, I haven't had those jealous rages that I used to go through. And so that brings me to another thing. Did God just zap me and zap that out of me? Or is it something that comes from within? Like, love has to come from within. So does that. And where does it all begin? Well, there are 281 references of love in the Bible. And a few that I picked out, a lot of the verses said the same thing. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And it says that over and over and over again. So what does that tell you? Well, what it tells me is that in order for me to love somebody, in order for me to be the loving person that I need to be, I need to love myself. And how many of us do not like something about us? And we let that one little thing that we don't like about us, that one little dissatisfaction in our life, we let that keep cutting us down and cutting us down. We're not worthy of love. I don't even like myself, so how could you stand there and tell me that you love me? I'm 20 pounds overweight, so how can you tell me that I look good? I'm balding, how can you tell me that I'm gorgeous when I don't have any hair? You know, we always find a fault within ourselves that we do not like. And we always make that big. And what it does is it comes down to these little things that make us not love ourselves. I didn't love myself because I would get jealous. I had a temper. I wasn't happy in what I was doing. I didn't feel like I had accomplished enough in my life. I didn't feel like I was worthy of being loved. So if I am not worthy of being loved, I'm not going to feel that you really love me. But, on the other hand, I'm not going to be able to love you as well. So you have to start looking within yourself and you have to start making changes. And just pick one little item. Give it a year. It's not going to happen overnight. Try to change these things. And I don't know what has happened with me, but it's like all of a sudden I'm really happy. I'm really satisfied with my life. I really feel like I'm doing something. And if that's just because I'm going to school, then maybe that's what it is. Or maybe I'm finally getting to a point in my life, and maybe it has to do with age, I don't know. Maybe I'm finally getting to a point in my life where I just don't want to worry about all the little stuff. I just want to be happy with who I am. And I'm going to just try and be the best that I am. And I'm going to love. But I needed to find out what it was that love really meant to me. And so, in doing this, I started asking people questions about how they know somebody loves them. And it was really kind of interesting because one of the girls said, well, I knew my husband loved me when he said that when he sold his car, he would let me have the money so I could take his car. And she said he really needed the money. And that he would work two jobs if he needed to so that I could go to college. And I said, okay, then how do you know that you love him? And she said, I don't know, I just know. And I think that's what it is it's that inside feeling that you just know you love someone. And you really just want to make them happy and be nice to them and do things for them. And you just know. But what about those times when you just take it for granted? You know, sometimes you get so comfortable in a relationship that you just automatically know. Your mother's always going to love you. Your husband's going to be there. Your kids are going to love you. And sometimes you just take that for granted. And then you've got the other side where you use love to get things. You know, the young boy will tell the young girl, well, if you loved me, you would. And the mother will tell her kids, well, if you loved me, you would not misbehave. And if you loved me, you would this, and if you loved me, you would that. But that's really not what it is. It's not about giving somebody something. It's not about doing for somebody because you feel you have to or they're not going to love. You do it because you want to. It's the free giving. And that's really hard for some, especially for those who have been raised with the feeling that if I do something to upset you, you're not going to love me. And we've been raised with these perceptions of what love is. And I remember Michael was talking to a customer one time, he and I had been having a conversation, and when he hung up with her, he said, I love you, goodbye, and hung up. And he looked at me, and I just looked at him, and I started laughing. He said, did I just tell Mrs. Seymour I loved her? She was an older client, and I said, yeah, what's up with that? He goes, I guess it's just habit. But I mean, it was kind of funny. I don't know what she thought of. But is love a habit? Is it something that we just say, you automatically say, I love you in the morning, I love you at night? And do you really mean it? Are you doing all the things in between to show your mate that you love them? Mike and I recently went through kind of a reorganization of our marriage. Just a lot of things came up, and there were times when I wondered, the whole jealousy thing for me kind of got me thinking, you know, maybe I'm not jealous because I don't love him anymore. And I thought, well, gosh, it doesn't feel like that, but, you know, maybe these girls are right. Maybe when you really love somebody, you're jealous. But that didn't feel right to me. And I really realized that when you really love somebody, you're really willing to make it work. You're really willing to do things. It's the thought of not being with that person, whether it's a really good friend, whether it's a parent, whether it's a mate, whether it's a child, it gives you a physical ache. So to me, love is that seed that starts deep inside you and just spreads. And it keeps, and you have to keep feeding it. And you have to keep knowing what it looks like, because it really is more than emotion. It's more than a feeling. It's more than a thought. It's all of those things in our life that encompass us. It's everything going hand in hand. But it has to start from within yourself to really be able to go out and work. And jealousy has no place in it. I do want to read one thing that James says about jealousy, which I thought was kind of interesting. He said, where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion. And that's what it is. So the next time I hear somebody telling me that they need to prove they love somebody by being jealous, I will know for myself that that doesn't have anything to do with that. And that love, I don't know if you can really describe it. It's just kind of a knowing. It's like your relationship with God. You just know that he's there. And love is that same way. You just need to learn not to take it for granted and not to hurt those around you. And because a lot of times the ones that are the closest to us and the ones that we love the most are the ones that we seem to lash out at. And we need to be able to make amends with that. You know, that song, say I love you, what is it? Never means, well, you never have to say you're sorry. Do you know that song?
Love means
never having to say you're sorry. That song always bugged me because I thought the one thing that you should be able to do with someone you love is tell them you're sorry and admit that you were wrong. So think about your perceptions of love and think about how you know you love someone. Because it really helps you look within yourself and look at a relationship and look how you deal with people and realize that if you know what your perception of love is, it's a whole lot easier to know that you are loved and to be able to feel that secure, comfy fire feeling and not that raging fire burning out of control. And I think what it does, at least for me, it almost feels like something unlocked within myself. And I feel like I can just love everyone. And I feel like I've got a renewed love for my mother. I've got a renewed love for my husband, my stepfather, my kids. It just, I just really feel like really taking a look at that aspect in my life has really helped me find a gift. And so it's a simple word, but it's a word that really has a lot of meaning and a lot of depth to it. And think about it next time you tell someone you love them. Think about what that really means to you and what your perception is. And know that with love, there's not a negative feeling. It's not negative. It's all positive. So if there's a love around you and it's negative, take a look at it. See if it's you or if it's something else. And know what your face of love looks like and know what your perception of love is. Thank you.
I agree. I totally agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you again, Andrea. That was very, very nice. Very nice. Good thoughts. Good thoughts.